Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, October 31st, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. The big story today is FaceTime. Two big complaints about the redesigned FaceTime app in iOS 12 have been the removal of the live photos feature and the really confusing flip cameras button. In iOS 12.1.1, developer beta, which Apple released today, both of those issues have been resolved. FaceTime, once again, features a shutter button for capturing a live photo of the person on the other end of the call, and the flip camera button that lets you easily switch between the front and back camera during a call is now prominently placed without having to hunt for it. The live photos feature only works on one-to-one calls and not on group calls, but it's very useful, if not sentimental. It lets you take a live photo, which lets you see video and audio captured before and after the picture was taken of the other person on the call in your photo library without having to take a screenshot to sort of take a picture of the call. The flip button was absolutely confusing for almost everyone involved, at least from what I saw. In iOS 12.1.1, it's only the first developer beta, so it may be a few weeks before the update reaches all customers, but it's great to see Apple addressing these issues before iOS 13. Some other details from yesterday include the release of Shortcuts version 2.1 on the App Store, which lets you use weather and clock features in automation. Apple now sells a $9 USB-C 3.5mm dongle for the iPad Pro now that it dropped the headphone jack. And Apple also introduced its own USB-C to SD card reader priced at $39 after offering an SD card adapter from SanDisk for the same solution since 2016. And there's a new Blackmagic Design external GPU Pro with Radeon RX Vega 56 inside for $1,199. A more expensive upgraded version of the original $700 Radeon Pro 580. The pricier Blackmagic Design eGPU gives you external graphics on MacBook Pros and other Macs that support eGPU that's closer to the iMac Pro high-end graphics. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily and Apple Podcasts or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.